Telephone. It's 21 minutes to 3 on Sunday afternoon. Before that was the Wombats in Tokyo. It's David Tennant Show and Joe Whiteley's pushing the buttons. How are you, Joe?
I'll push your buttons anytime, you're right. I have a little something I just wanted to give you.
Yeah.
It's an audio thing, so okay. Yeah, just a message.
Okay. Hi, this is a message for David Tennant. I don't know how things have been going for you since you stopped your illustrious TV career. Have you stopped it? I don't know. Maybe it's carrying on, but I just want you to know there's always a place for you at the Bletchley Amdram Society, so we're waiting to hear from you any part you like. All right then, speak soon.
How is Catherine Tate?
She looked stunning the other day.
She used to be on television, didn't she? She used to be famous. What happened to her?
That was at the Monsters Unleashed. I went to the Doctor Who Monsters Unleashed.
Yes, I heard she was there.
Yeah, she was. And she did. She looked stunning.
She is stunning.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady.
She's
right,
stunning, is.
We have questions for...
She's singing tonight. Oh, is maybe she? I'm not supposed to say that. Move on.
Okay, someone on the line wants to talk to you. Okay. And this is Helena, who's in Lancet. Hey, Helena.
Hi.
Hello. David Tennant's here and he wants to talk to you.
Hello.
I'm doing A-level drama.
Okay.
And I get typecast quite a lot as a narrator. And I just wondered if you got typecast and anything and how you stopped being typecast.
Do you know, when I was at drama school, I was the... I was only 17, and for some reason, I always played old men. I've no idea why, but I spent 3 years at drama school putting white powder in my hair and affecting a stoop. But as soon as I got out of drama school, I never played another old man again, so I wouldn't worry about it. I think if you're pretty keen and you just stick with it, it'll all work itself out.
Yeah, just be brilliant at being the narrator, and then be brilliant at being other things as well.
And the narrator, I guess the narrator can be anything, can't they? So.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, fine.
All right, then, bye.
Good luck, Helena. Take care.
See ya.
Good Shakespearean name you've got, anyway.
Yeah. Got Kirsten on the line. He's down in Newcastle. Hey, Kirsten.
Hi.
Dave Tennant, it's all yours.
Hello. I'm really looking forward to some new show tonight.
Thank you, Kirsten.
I really enjoyed your work on Brighton Rock, and I was surprised at how good you were at singing. Do you have any plans to do any more singing roles?
In Blackpool, well, we sort of sang kind of over the top of tracks that were already there. I think if you'd heard me singing without the track playing under it, you might not have been quite so enthusiastic. But I don't think... Well, there is a musical next year that I would really like to do, but I don't know if it's going to
really
happen.
What?
I've already said too much.
An established something that hasn't been brought back.
Not on stage. Not on stage. I don't know how good I'd be sort of 8 times a week. But you know.
Are you a fan of musicals? Like
sometimes.
What kind of things do you like?
Sometimes I am.
Do you like stuff like Moulin Rouge? And
I did. I love Moulin Rouge. Yeah. I really like Wicked as well. Have you seen Wicked?
I haven't seen that. It's on the list of things
I
to see.
I like that. Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes they can be a little cheesy occasionally, can't they? But no, I think when they're good, they're very good.
Okay. Kirsten, is that all right?
Yeah, that's great, thanks.
Okay.
See you, Kirsten.
Josh on Facebook, Josh in Mould in North Wales. What was your favourite Doctor Who episode that you did? There you go, Doctor Who question for you.
You know, I don't really have favourites. It's always weird having to pick favourites. It feels slightly disloyal to everyone who's involved in all the different stories because each one was so individual. I try to avoid giving a favourite, really. And also it changes. It's usually the last one I've seen. I can't remember the last one I saw.
Okay, right, he's dodging out that question.
Dodging,
that's fine. Did
dodging.
You actually, this is from Kevin Grime. When you left Doctor Who, did you pocket any mementos?
I got given a sonic screwdriver in a special presentation box. So I still have that at a specially secreted secure location. And I do have the costume as well.
Do
so,
you?
Yeah, it is hanging up. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And this is another Kirsten. David, if you were the Doctor again for one day and you could face any monster of your choice with any assistant of your choice, what and who would you pick?
That's again, you're asking me to pick favourites, though.
You've got to, though. That's a good question. Go on, any monster of your choice with any assistant of your choice.
You can't make me do that. You can't make me pick favourites.
Please, will you?
No. Because it's wrong and bad. How am I going to pick a companion? That would be terrible to pick favourites like that.
Okay. So you won't.
Tell you what, I'd have Zoe from 1966. There we go. That's
any reason
well
in particular?
Dodged. She looked great in a jumpsuit. And
that's fine. No, we'll stick with
that.
Yeah. This is Laura Marling. This is her brand new single. More after this. This is I Speak Because I Can.